SBS Radio.
Poslušate Slovensko dan, radio SBS širimo Avstralije in po svetu. V juniju bodo že 18. podelitev priznanja najzaslužnejšim Slovencem za leto 2018 v New South Walesu pri klubu Triglav, ki so vsako leto pripravljeni skupaj s proslavo ob dnevu slovenske samostojnosti. Zato smo povabili voditelja pripravljalnega odbora, Brankota Fabjančiča, da nam več pove, kaj je novega za letos in kako se pripravljajo. Najprej lepo pozdravne slovenski udaj radi SBS po Avstraliji. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio, Branko.
Dobar dan, Tanja, and to all your listeners there. Thank you for having me on.
This is year number 18 that we've obviously said in the intro there. Tell us a bit more about this year's awards.
Yes, this is the 18th year award, and it's amazing this award's been going for this long, and we're very proud of the history of these awards. To date, we've had about 137 award recipients, which a great achievement in our Slovenian community. And we try to recognise all our Slovenian community in what they do in the community, and not only in helping others, but in schooling and things like that. So it's a great day to recognise some of the achievements of our Slovenians.
And I guess for those that are familiar with the awards, there's a number of obviously categories that people can be nominated for. Are there any specific changes for this year, or is it similar format to last year?
No, we follow a tried formula, and it seems to work each year. And a category we want to adjust a little, we do, to fit the recipient in. So we do have six categories, but everyone's welcome, and we'll judge each applicant as they come in to see where they best suit.
Do you find that you have more entrants, let's say, in a particular category?
No, it's starting to vary. I mean, I think in the last few years we've been getting a little bit more in the business side, because a lot of our younger second and third generation are coming through now, and they're making their mark in society. I think over the years we've had a lot of volunteers, and God love them, you know, they've done so much for the community, not only in the clubs and the churches, but out in the general community. We're seeing a little bit of everything each year.
And of course we have to remind people this is a community-wide project that was initially established and that touches all aspects of the Slovenian community in New South Wales.
That's right. We're trying to get everyone involved. And I think we've been quite successful. You know, we've got a great committee who look at the award recipients as they come through, and I think, you know, we're blessed with we've got so many good people out there, and I encourage people to nominate people who you think might be worthy of an award recipient. We've got till the 25th of April to get your applications in. You can get that through the club, or get in touch with myself or Peter Cropper, or even at the church as well. So I encourage people to look around and see who they like to nominate.
You mentioned the awards committees. These obviously judged by a cross-section of people.
The committee is made up of members who represent community from Newcastle, Wollongong and the general Sydney metro area. And they've been on board for quite a number of years, and I thank them for their time and effort. And it's a big job for them to go through this. The committee review the applications that come through, and they make a decision as to who's best suited for each category and who will get the award on that day.
In the past years, we've obviously seen some involvement as well from a second or third generation perspective of presenting the awards. How's that to, I guess, involvement of that next generation? I guess, would there be a time that will come shortly that will hand these awards, let's say, in their capable hands?
Tanya, I think that is the ultimate goal. I think for some of us, we strive to do the best we can for our generation, but I think our ultimate goal is to get the next generation more involved in these community events, not only at Three Glove Mounties, but in the church and the other clubs in New South Wales. So our goal is to get the second generation to present these awards and be part of the ongoing process, and hopefully one day they'll be part of the committee looking at potential recipients of awards in the future.
Sounds good. So obviously anybody that would like to get involved, obviously can also from that perspective can get in obviously contact with yourself or Peter as well.
That's right. We're always open to new people to come on board and come with some new ideas. You know, we've got a tried and tested formula, but if the next generation would like to get more involved, I'm always happy for them to come on board and to give us a hand and see what else we can do to make these awards more special.
And so the date exactly for the awards in June is?
The awards will be held on the 16th of June, and lunch will be served at 12 o'clock, and the ceremonies will begin at 2 o'clock. I encourage for those who would like to attend to book ahead, as seats will fill up fast. And we've had this little problem every year where the hall gets booked out and people get disappointed because they leave it to the last minute to try and come to the awards. It's a great afternoon. I'm not only just seeing people put in awards, but there's entertainment and just it's generally a great time to catch up with everybody, because a lot of times that's the only time we get to meet together as a group.
And obviously we mentioned earlier that obviously that's in conjunction with the Slovenian National Day as well.
Yes, the awards are also in conjunction with the Slovenian National Day, and that's something we celebrate every year and we're all quite proud of.
And shortly, obviously later this month, you'll have another important function, obviously, that you have every year at Triglav as well, which is Anzac Day.
Yeah, in the next couple of months, we've got a couple of events at Triglav Mountains, the first one being the Anzac Day ceremony, which is a tradition we've had for many, many years, and the numbers have been growing, and the next generation has become more involved in that, and that is really good to see. For any details, just ring the club or get on the website with the times at start. And in May, we can't forget our mothers. We've got a Mother's Day function. So for more details, I presume there will be a lunch ceremony. So I would encourage people to get in touch with the club and find out for bookings and such like that.
And of course, obviously, if they keep listening to our program, we obviously regularly announce all the events that are functions that are happening, and obviously one is next week for Easter as well.
That's right, Tanya. So, yes, we get a lot of airplay on your radio, and I thank you for that, for the support you've given us. And I also like to say thank you to Triglav Mounties for supporting the Slovenian culture in what they do for us on a monthly and a yearly basis.
So obviously, like I said, people got until the 25th of April to put in these nominations for this year's awards that will obviously be given out on the 16th of June. Thank you for your time today. Vala Šenka za današnji pogovor in upamo, da se bo čim več ljudi prijavilo in sodelovalo tudi letos.
Thank you, Tanya, and I hope to see lots of our Slovenian people at the club celebrating and having next couple of months our Mother's Day, Anzac Day and Slovenian Year Awards.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.